Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank as the Panther wrestlers in action, first at the Warland Quad and then at the Lander Quad. Well, at the Warland Quad, the Panthers, a little shorthanded, wrestling without one of their state champions, Seth Horton, as he could make the trip to the Warland Quad. And it was Powell getting some revenge over Cody after losing to them in a duel, as Powell won that duel 38-36 over Cody. They then stopped Lovell 45-24. But against a powerful Warland team, the Panthers dropped that one 78-0. Then at the Lander Quad, the Panthers bounce back with Horton back in the lineup along with Riley Bennett. The Powell Panthers beat Mountain View 48-30. They then dropped a close one to Pinedale 41-39, while then beating Rollins 47-31. They'll continue with their set of duels this time. They'll go to Riverton coming up Friday, as they'll compete against Riverton, Lander, and also Cheyenne East will be at that duel. Panther swim team had a pretty good weekend. First in competition on Cody on Friday and then in Riverton on Saturday. The Panthers taking first place at the Cody Triangular, as coming out in first place there was Taryn Blackmore in the 200 IM, Cole Frank in the 1 meter dive, Rue Parker in the 100 free, and then Nate Johnston continues his winning ways, winning the 500 free. 400 relay team of Johnson, Parker, Francis Rogers, and Blackmore also won their event. Then, coming up in Riverton, the Panthers had first place in seven events. They include Johnston in the 200 IM and the 100 fly, Parker in the 100 free, Rogers in the 100 back, and Blackmore in the 100 breaststroke. Powell's 200 medley relay team of Parker, Johnston, Warren, and Blackmore came in first. And the 200 free relay of Blackmore, Rogers, Parker, and Johnston also ended up in first place. Panthers will be in Riverton today, and then they'll hit the road for Buffalo coming up this Friday afternoon. Quake hockey from over the weekend. First Quake on Friday at home, dropping that match 7-0. Then they took on the top team out of the league with Sheridan. And it was Sheridan winning in overtime 4-3. The Sunday rematch had Sheridan beating the Quake 7-1, as the Quake will be in action coming up this Friday when they hit the road for Great Falls. We're back with more after this.